And we're back.
Coming up short.
Welcome back, everybody.
Had a week or so off, you know, just doing other things besides this.
Yeah, we all knew what was going to happen in the Super Bowl anyways.
Yeah, no point to talk about it.
But Patrick Mahomes carries on his legacy. But I had the 49ers winning, so I'm a little bit disappointed. But, yeah. You know, things happen.
I had them picked at the beginning of the year, and it looked like it could have happened, but it didn't.
Yeah, they ran into Pat Mahomes.
So, going into the offseason, whole lot of new head coaches.
Yeah, I think there was, what, eight?
It's too many to count.
Yeah, there's a lot of turnover. Lots of new faces coming in, too.
Yeah, I mean, and I think Antonio Pierce is probably the only one that has the best situation because he was there for part of the year last year.
Yeah, he's already familiar with it, but.
But.
I don't know. Chargers, they're in a pretty good spot with Jim Harbaugh taking over. I mean, you got Justin Herbert there. I mean, you got some key decisions coming up on Keenan Allen and Mike Williams.
Yeah, and then like, Harbaugh is going to try to join the likes of Pete Carroll, Barry Switzer, Jimmy Johnson, win a national championship and a Super Bowl. So, I mean, it wasn't too bad his first go round.
Jim Harbaugh's already seen the Super Bowl once with the 49ers whenever he had his first stint as head coach.
Yeah, so, I mean.
I mean, he has experience, which is a good thing for Justin Herbert and company. But, I don't know. How do you think he's gonna adapt from going to Michigan, winning the national championship last year, to coming up to the big stage in the NFL?
He's been there. He's done it already, so he should be all right. I don't see why.
This is a whole new NFL, though, you know?
Yeah, just talk to his brother, get a little bit of pointers.
Yeah.
Find out how to lose in the championship game.
Tell him, go get a Lamar Jackson.
I don't know. I'd take Justin Herbert right now. He's looking pretty good.
Me too. Man. Yeah, you got a strong arm. I mean, nothing against Lamar Jackson, but Justin Herbert, I mean, I think having Jim Harbaugh is going to help him out a lot. You know, I just don't think Brandon Staley was a good fit for him. I think Jim Harbaugh is going to be a tougher coach and be able to lock the full potential of Justin Herbert.
I mean, Harbaugh made Kaepernick look good.
Yeah.
So
Justin Herbert, his arm strength just.
He can make it to the Super Bowl with Kaepernick, you know. So I guess he might be all right having a real quarterback. No, I mean, what else? Going up the West Coast from L.A. up to Seattle. I mean, Pete Carroll out there. Bring in McDonald.
Mike McDonald. Youngest head coach in the NFL now. Seems like every year that's the trend. Everyone wants to get the youngest head coach.
Is he the youngest
now,
or is Mayo in New England the youngest? Nah. I know they're pretty close in age.
Mike McDonald is.
Is he?
I think Mayo's like 37 to 38.
Yeah.
McDonald's 36.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, I mean, they going to bring the Legion of Boom back? I mean, look what he did with Baltimore's defense.
I mean, that's possible. I mean, you got two good studs, corner. You got that Devon Witherspoon they drafted last year, and you got Reek Woolen. Also, McDaniel's defense last year, they led the league in turnovers, so.
Yeah.
Or takeaways. So I mean, that's a good sign. I mean, you got the pieces in place on offense. So,
yeah,
I mean, bring a defensive-minded head coach, get that defense
You don't
going.
Have Patrick Queen, though, and Roquan Smith. And
no, but you got Jordan Brooks, you got, like I said, Tariq Woolen, Devon Witherspoon. I mean, you got a few good pieces down there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna be an adjustment for him. I mean, first head coaching gig, too. I mean,
yeah, well, what, he was only defensive coordinator for, what, 2 or 3 years?
2 years,
yeah.
Yeah,
he wasn't there very long.
No, he didn't need to be. I mean, everybody saw what they needed to see, and Seahawks thought he was a good fit, so.
Yeah. Moving on from Carroll, I mean, they haven't been the greatest of teams the past few years, but. I mean,
they've been consistent, though.
Yeah,
I mean?
Carroll had a team. Like, they had a chance to make the playoffs every year.
Yeah, he did.
Think
Mike McDaniel's going to be running around that locker room with the shirt off, though?
Yeah, I don't know. And then, like I said, talked about Pierce. Vegas, it just doesn't go well for them. Interim coaches that get hired on full time, they're lucky if they make a couple seasons. Like, it usually doesn't happen. But the last one to do anything of any good would have been Garrett, I think. But he has control of the room. Like, they respect him. They want to play for him. So.
Yeah, you had Max Crosby coming out saying he wouldn't be traded if they didn't hire him.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
I think this might just be a different case also. Look at he's a defensive-minded coach. He's got stars on defense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think it's going to be – I mean, it's going to be a huge adjustment, however you look at it, but they went 5-4 under him as interim head coach. So, he kind of got his feet wet with it. So, I mean, he kind of understands. I mean, give him a whole offense. You have the whole locker room. Because that's one of the biggest problems whenever you go in as a head coach is earning the respect of the players. He already has that. He already has a locker room behind him, so I think it's going to make his transition a little easier. Also, another thing was from the time he took over, they went 5-4. But his defense also led the league and only gave up 16 points per game over that stretch.
Over the last 9 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I think that's the big thing with them is he already had his feet wet. He wasn't in a no-win situation, but he also, they had an outside shot to make the playoffs. And you can't blame what happened before he took the interim job. So, I mean, that's why he got the interim job, because he wasn't getting it done before him.
Which is crazy, because they were still on the cusp of making the playoffs once he took over.
Yeah.
Like, he turned that whole team around. And he did that with Aiden O'Connell at quarterback, too, a rookie quarterback. I mean, you had Jimmy G, who you thought was going to be the guy. He didn't pan out. Antonio Pierce comes in and takes over. Aiden O'Connell gets a shot. Somehow still went 5-4. I mean, that's pretty insane to me as a head or a head coach.
Yeah, I don't know. See what happens. That's just a tough division, though. I mean, as long as you have Mahomes playing for Kansas City.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got Mahomes in there, you got Justin Herbert, but you got some question marks over there in Denver. So I don't think they'll be the worst team in the division, but yeah, it's going to be tough to overcome Mahomes.
Yeah. I doubt they'll be the worst team, like you said, because Denver's still no idea what's going on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of question marks over there. Sean Payton, I don't think he anticipated this whenever he took over that job last year.
Decided to come out of retirement.
Sitting there doesn't even know if he's going to have a quarterback next year.
Yeah. And then, what, another, said Jared Mayo, we're talking about young coaches coming in. He has some pretty big shoes to fill.
The biggest.
And on top of that, who does he have there to try to fill him?
Yeah, I mean, come stepping in behind Belichick. I mean, granted, the past few years hasn't been what we've seen from Belichick. He has a great legacy, and he's one of the greatest head coaches of all time. So, I mean,
that
on defense, I mean, they have some pieces. Their defense is solid. It's always been solid. But that offense, I mean, there's just nothing there. I mean, it's just bones.
Well, like the defense, and he was the linebacker's coach. So, I mean, like, he knows what the defense is.
Yeah.
Just what are they going to do offensively?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, defense is in place. Their offense, I mean, there's just nothing there. You don't have a quarterback. You don't have a star-studded wide receiver. I mean, you have, what, Hunter Henry and Gesicki, who are good blocking tight ends, but you bring in a young quarterback, whatever they decide to do, because they do have the third pick this year. I mean, you don't have any weapons for him to throw to. Line's decent. Running backs, I mean, Stevenson, he was hurt last year, but there's just a lot of question marks on that side of the ball. So, I mean, it's going to – coming in as a first-time head coach and having no pieces in place on offense, I mean, that's going to be a tough ask. So, I mean, it's going to be a few years before they come back to relevancy.
Yeah, and then talk about filling Belichick's shoes. I mean, I don't know if he was actually out looking for a job or not, but.
Who, Mayo or Belichick?
Belichick.
He had interviews with a couple of them.
I heard Atlanta was like the last one I heard
of. I just don't think Belichick, wherever he goes, he wants full control, and I don't think teams are ready to give that over.
No. It don't usually work well when you go that route.
So they every team opted to go younger except for the Chargers.
I mean, the only bad thing is he might up with the worst record in the division. I mean, what's the worst going to happen?
I mean, I'm sure the Patriots are going in knowing that this is going to take a couple of years to rebuild this team, but I think we'll see them make a lot of moves, especially with the draft coming up. A lot of the bigger names will probably get traded off or packaged into a deal for some bigger names. I mean, it's tough to tell, but he has a lot of headroom. Not just filling the shoes, but just reshaping this roster to the roster he wants it to be.
Yeah, it's something they're not going to be – something they're not used to up there.
I'm pretty sure he's still got to find an offensive coordinator, don't he? I don't even think he has one in place.
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
I didn't really look.
I mean, there's just a lot going on there. So, I mean, it's tough to tell. I mean, I don't really have much on Gerard Mayo because it's his first rodeo, but.
Yeah. It's just a lot of. Everyone's trying to go a little younger, it seems, with the coaches.
Everybody's looking for different mindsets and. You figure the new NFL, it's all pass heavy, big explosive plays. So,
yeah, I mean, a lot of them are just looking at like what McDaniels is doing, and they just want that next young coach to come in and change things up a little bit.
Yeah, next Sean McVay, Mike McDaniels. I mean,
yeah,
those two always have top 10 offenses. So that's what everybody's looking at. How can we bring in a different mindset? How can we bring in someone who sees things differently? Different innovatives. So.
And then, Mike Vrabel out in Tennessee.
That was a shock to me.
From Brian Callahan from the Bengals offensive coordinator.
Yeah. He even brought his dad in over from the Browns, too.
Yeah.
From the division rival.
Yeah, I mean, the Bengals offensive coordinator. I mean, he made things happen.
Yeah, Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase. I mean, it's easy to make things happen.
And then, but. They're also going from a defensive-minded coach in Vrabel to an offensive-minded coach. So
how's that locker room going to respond to that?
Damn, I don't know.
But I mean, Will Levis last year. I mean, he showed some flashes. He got the arm. He got the arm talent. That's for sure.
And
I just think his decision making at times was a little off.
Henry's probably going to be out there. So
more than likely, I don't see him bringing him back, especially with Tarjay Spears and as good as he looked last year.
Yeah.
I mean, Derrick Henry's salary cap's what, like $14 million this year? I mean, for a team that has a lot of question marks, I don't see him bringing him back.
Yeah.
Sadly, I hate to see Henry go because I figure he's been a staple with Blake for the past like 6 years. So.
Yeah, my whole thing is, like I said, if you're going from a defensive-minded coach to an offensive-minded coach now, like the way the team was constructed under Vrabel, what type of scheme and everything, what are you looking at moving forward when you're just flipping everything completely around?
Yeah, so. Yeah, lots of question marks going on there, too.
Yeah, and then Washington hiring Dan Quinn. I don't know if that was a smart move. Did they watch the playoff game against the Packers?
I think they're just looking at the fact that he's always had a top five defense. I mean, this past, 3 years he's been with the Cowboys. So.
Yeah.
Granted, they fell apart in the playoffs. Could also fall back on McCarthy and not making the right choices at the right time. So.
Well, I mean, that's what the Cowboys do when it comes to playoff time.
No offense to you Cowboy fans out there.
But yeah, so. Yeah, I don't know. I heard that they're like in talks for trading for Fields with Chicago. So,
yeah,
I mean,
I've heard that too.
They're saying everyone. There's like a few
yeah.
teams they're saying are high up on the list. But
everybody needs a quarterback going after Fields.
Yeah, but, I mean, Sam Howell that bad?
He was last year. I mean, that offensive line is terrible, though. So, I mean, but Sam Howell led the league in turnovers last year. I think he had like 22 or something like that.
Yeah. Shit happens.
So, I mean, Commanders got, what, the second overall pick this year, too?
I think so.
So,
yeah.
I mean, Dan Quinn's in a decent spot. I mean, he has some key pieces already there. Jonathan Allen on the defensive side of the ball. Cameron Curl. Got Scary Terry on the offensive side. I mean, got the number two overall pick. Take the top quarterback with that. Trade back.
Yeah.
A lot of options there.
They have options. That's why I don't see them being in, like, being for real and getting Fields, just because they're so, the second overall pick, you said, you're not going to give that up for Justin Fields.
No.
You know what I mean?
I think
you Justin take Fields, someone who's back a little further in the draft, maybe. I think someone who's picking around 20.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know, it's a great top five. Often for
no.
Mark.
No,
especially
not at all.
Whenever you got so many already on the offense.
Yeah.
See, Justin Fields, I think his asking price, I think they're looking for like a third. Maybe a second. Maybe
I think
a late second,
second.
Maybe a late second.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, the Commanders have like 12 picks in this draft. So, I mean, they could package some of those to go get him. But I just don't understand. Like, you're going for Sam Howell, who showed flashes his rookie year. And then this year, last year, he just didn't look the same. You can make the same case for Justin Fields.
Yeah. But with them, like, I don't get where they went with the Rivera experiment. Like,
how?
What's he? Yeah. Besides 1 year with Cam Newton, like, it's never worked out for him.
I think it was I just think it was respect. He's older in the league. He has a lot of respect.
Yeah,
so I think
he just always gets chances.
Yeah, it's
a
just
coordinator.
He's a great defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but as a head coach, not what everybody expects him to be.
I mean, and also them going from defensive-minded coach to another defensive-minded coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unlike Tennessee where you're switching it completely up, you're staying on the same side of the ball thinking-wise. What is that going to do for your offense?
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing with coordinator? I didn't really look to see. Was it?
I can't remember who it was. Yeah, I think it was a coach from Washington College. I think they signed him, I think.
Yeah.
Don't quote me, I didn't look it up, but I think I remember seeing that.
Then.
But, I mean, with Dan Quinn, I mean, he's already had head coaching experience in the past, so, I mean, it helps out there. So.
Yeah.
I mean, he did blow 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl, but we're just not going to talk about it.
Talking about that, I mean, the Falcons. They're doing the same exact thing the Titans did. They're doing the same thing Titans. You're going from, except for they're doing it opposite. They're going from an offensive-minded coach, Arthur Smith, to a defensive-minded coach, mm-hmm. Raheem Morris. And on top of that, they done took everybody from the Rams coaching staff, I believe.
Yeah,
they took their QB coach to be in their passing game coordinator to be their new offensive coordinator, the assistant head coach. They took him to be their defensive coordinator. And it's like, I don't know. But like I said, they're going complete opposite.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of these are some question marks, but I figured Raheem Morris was going to get a shot. I just didn't see the Falcons as being a fit for him. But I think the reasoning behind that is the offense, you already have the pieces in place. I mean, the past 3 years, they spent a top 10 pick on offensive weapons.
Yeah.
So you got Drake London, you got Bijan, and you got Kyle Pitts, but their biggest problem has always been that defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Last year they went and got Jesse Bates at safety, but
yeah, that and I mean, like I said, their new offensive coordinator was the Rams QB coach and passing coordinator, so that kind of helps them on the offensive side.
I think he'll
bringing someone in he's familiar with too.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, they work opposite side of the balls, but they're in the same rooms together.
Right, but that'll be able to make his job a little easier. You can just go, hey, you take care of the offense, I'll worry about the defense. And I think those two can mesh right in between pretty well. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't put as much pressure on Raheem to, hey, you got to control this, you got to control that. I think it makes his job a little easier that he can be like, hey, we both learned under Sean McVay. You go out here, we got the pieces in place on offense. You put your offense in place how you want this offense to run, and I'll focus on reshaping this defense.
I mean, I don't know. They have a quarterback in Atlanta that's Matthew Stafford-ish, but, I mean,
but
their passing game worked out pretty good last year for them.
But they still have a top 10 pick, too, so it's you don't know. They could trade up. They could one of the top quarterbacks could fall to them at 8, so, I mean, Desmond Ritter, you definitely thought the answer there, but I mean, if you get someone like, I know a name that's being thrown around that could slip into the top 10 picks is J.J. McCarthy from Michigan.
all you really need.
Yeah. But another one that could happen is the Jaden McDaniels, or the last year's Heisman at LSU. I mean, he's another one who could slip to them at 8. Or they could move up and take one of Caleb Williams or Drake May. I mean,
there's options, but, I mean, sometimes drafting a quarterback is probably the biggest risk in all of sports.
Oh, it is. Especially whenever you're investing in a top 10 picking him.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a quarterback, you can't win in this league. And, like go back to my point, Desmond Ridder, I mean, every once in a while he showed something, but it's not enough to be like, hey, we trust you to lead this offense to where we want to be.
Yeah, he's far from that. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And one other new hire is one job I don't think anyone probably wanted.
Are we talking about Panthers?
Yeah.
Dave Canales.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That situation is so terrible. I feel bad for anybody who looks at it. Someone had to. You know what I mean? So
someone has to be the coach.
Right. I mean, with Dave Canales, I mean, the upside you're looking at is they traded away all that draft capital on DJ Moore last year to get Bryce Young when they could have stayed. Took CJ Stroud. But on the bright side of that is Dave Canales, Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield. I mean, we're talking about two quarterbacks who are just, average quarterbacks, and he made them both look like top 10 quarterbacks. So
yeah, I mean, Mayfield put numbers up.
But at the same time, Geno Smith had Tyler Lockett, DK, and Baker Mayfield had Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Who do the Panthers have?
The Panthers have...
Exactly. Jonathan Mingo, who was a rookie last year, he was, there's no real weapons on that offense.
Thielen.
I guess you'd say 33-year-old Thielen,
He's about as consistent as they come in the league.
He's going to be 34 next year. I mean, you can't rely on him.
Nothing flashy or anything, but he makes the plays when you have someone to throw the ball to him.
Yeah, but
that's...
Guess what? You have nobody outside of that. So what's defense is going to do? Hey, Thielen, he's tearing us up. All right, guess what? Double team, triple team, bracket coverage. I mean, then who do you throw the ball to?
How's the job's going to be? Figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. You're right. But they don't have a first-round pick this year, which makes it a lot harder, too.
Yeah.
And let's not forget that first-round pick ended up being the first overall pick. So.
Yeah. And that
makes it even worse.
But Bryce Young. I know, just like last year, like rookie draft for fantasy, I'm like Stroud, Young, like I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
And I ended up going with Richardson anyways, and he got hurt, but
he showed some flashes.
I was actually leaning more on Young than Stroud, but
that was my thing too. I thought Stroud was going to be really, really good too. But
yeah. So
definitely disappointed me.
I mean,
he's still young. There's still hope. I'm not ruling it all out on him.
No. He's in a shitty situation.
Yeah. But I think bringing Canales in is the right move. I don't think anybody else would have been able to help develop him the way he needs to other than Canales. You know what I mean? Just because he has experience developing, like I said, Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith. So, I mean, there's still hope.
Yeah, but both of those guys have been in the league for a minute, and he just worked with what they had already.
That's true.
It's with Young. He's going to have to take and say, forget everything you ever fucking learned, and we're going to start over again.
I mean, that's what you have to do. You got to rebuild his confidence.
Yeah.
Bryce Young has no confidence right now. I mean, that whole team doesn't have any confidence. They won, 1-16 last year?
They're a good team.
Very good team. So
dang.
Close to making the Super Bowl. So close.
They won a game. More than I've ever done. So
what was that against the Falcons? Wasn't it like 9-6?
Yeah. What was that other game? The Raiders game or whatever. It was 0-0 going to
to the half
quarter or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Next time, maybe we'll talk about some of those young guys coming out. See where. But they're looking at.
Right. Yeah, because they still have, the second round pick will be the 33rd pick overall. So, I mean, you still get some
It's essentially weapons. A first round pick, but yeah. It is, just but it isn't.
Late first round pick, basically. Yeah. So I mean, they still. I mean, this is wide receiver class. We'll talk about it on the next show, obviously. But this wide receiver class coming out is absolutely loaded. So.
Yeah. But a lot of those big name guys aren't going to be around for them with the 33rd pick.
Yeah, but you can always find those diamonds in the rough. I mean, Deebo Samuel, Mondre St. Brown, a couple just came off. Heck, Puka Nacua last year, rookie of the year, set the rookie receiving record. I mean, Rick, what was he, fifth, sixth round?
Yeah.
I mean, there's still hope out there. But I guess that's all up to their scouting department. But I just want to see what Dave Canales can do with Bryce Young. Like, my expectations for this year, I mean, if I could see Bryce Young go out there and throw 22 touchdowns, maybe 8 or 9 picks, go for like 3,300 yards, I'd like to see that. You know what I mean? That's a step.
Yeah, their defense, though. They can make – Young can be as good as he wants to be.
But, I mean, their big piece there is Brian Burns. He's up for free agency. So, are they going to be able to keep him around? Is that, I mean, that's the heart and soul of that defense.
But now's the time where you're going to have to sign him if you're going to pay any money, especially even if Young isn't your guy here in 2-3 years, you're still going to have to put big money out for a quarterback.
Yeah.
So even if, say, next year they draft another quarterback because Young flops again this year, you need to give the contract to Burns if you plan on keeping him around.
Exactly. You got to have some kind of cornerstone. And he's the heart and soul of that defense.
Yeah, see, I think that's the one job nobody wanted. Hey, he got it.
I said, I think he's a perfect fit for it. I mean, sucky situation and you don't have the weapons around. I mean, like I said, he just has a track record to develop.
Hey, look what Houston did this year.
Made it to the playoffs when nobody thought he would.
Yeah. I mean,
C.J. Stroud was phenomenal.
He won, flipped that whole thing.
C.J. Stroud won Offensive Rookie of the Year, didn't he?
I believe so. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, look what Ryan said. Flipped it all the whole way around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, first-year coach. Look what he did. So.
Yeah, but Nico Ryan's also had more weapons.
Yeah, a little bit more.
And he had 2 top 5 picks. So. That made his job a little bit easier, but, I mean, you never know. I mean, there's undrafted free agents who come in. I mean, they have a lot of draft capital. They can sign a big name like T. Higgins. I mean, he's another one who's up if you don't go back to the Bengals. I mean, there's still hope out there, but this is definitely a tough job for anyone.
I heard Higgins walking Buffalo for Higgins.
I'm just spitting out names that I know.
Someone
came to you and was like, hey, we'll give you 4 years, $60 million. I mean, money talks, you know what I mean?
And talk about AFC North, where the Browns hired Dorsey for their offensive coordinator after Buffalo fired him last year. So,
yeah.
I don't know about that one. A lot of changes this year.
A little
more than it has been the past few years.
We haven't hit on the Bills. Elevated, can't remember what his name, their offensive coordinator. They moved him up. Who's the interim one? Joe Brady.
Yeah,
Joe Brady. He filled in pretty nicely for him.
Yeah, so. All right. No other coaches.
I think we hit on everybody.
I think that's all the talking head coaches. Yeah.
Got some information on him. So, I mean, it's going to be an interesting year with a lot of new head coaches and lots of changes coming up. And next time, we'll get more into the draft and players who are coming out. Free agency will be opening up pretty soon, so I'm sure we'll have some news on that.
Yeah, that's about a month from now, free agency.
Yeah, it starts in March.
But yep. All right.